Wow. Yeah. Well, to be honest, I didn't expect so many people here tonight. I prefer around three plus cat and dog, but this is. But you know, I'm really actually excited about doing this tonight, and I don't have a clue why, because this is not really a thing that I will voluntarily do. But it was one of those days when you think you have your life under control and you're strong and you just know your way, and you know that your class will have celebration, and you go there and put your name on the list, and then a few seconds after, everybody is congratulating you and said, oh, you're going to give good speech, and you're like, well, what? I'm the cleaning lady. But anyway, I guess he had other plans for me, so here I am. Oops. I don't know. I have really amazing feelings, and I really have needs to share them with you tonight. And this is my first year here and my second year in the United States. And I had a need to do something really authentic, so my speech will be in Serbian. Not exactly, but I can promise you that probably you will learn new words that you didn't even know exist in English. This is all Millie's fault. She teaches humor in her classes, just so. Well, I'll be short. When I came first time here, and I had no knowledge at all about God, about religion, about spirituality, or anything else. So a few months after I moved to the United States, I was brought here by my future fiancé, and I was really skeptic because I was raised in opposing the religion or everything that is connected to God. So for me, that was really, really big step. And the moment I sat here and heard a Reverend Millie's service, I was blown off. I had all those mixed emotions and those feelings that were really, really amazing. And it wasn't what she was actually saying, it was the way she delivers it. And I think that at that moment I felt like this was the safest place in the world. And it was really amazing experience. And after that, I continued coming. It was one of the Sunday services. I continued coming here, and people are so amazing. Having all this love and good in one place for me was sometimes really overwhelming. I felt most of my life that I'm missing all this things, and that's why I decided to try Reverend Millie classes, and that's the first time that I really learned what God actually is about, and that God is love, how Millie is teaching us. And to tell you, just so you can understand, God and love are words that in my culture are not really said often, so we don't share those words at all. And for me, probably it was much easier doing it in foreign language, so I can really try to learn something new. It was great, great experience. And the way Millie delivered Bible, it was really, really very authentic and very, as Danette said, easy to understand. So I think that she's really, really amazing, and all you already know that, but I just have the big urgent need to give her all the appreciation in front of you and say how tremendously she changed my life and opened totally new door to some new chapter, and finally brought God to me that I can start going into my life the way and allow him to lead me the way who I am and the way he wants, and to allow, not resist, and to learn that God is actually discovering. God is discovering me, which Millie taught me, and I will be always grateful for that experience. I'm still in the kindergarten, but that's a great place to be, I can tell you. So I give appreciation to all my classmates that were wonderful and made this really, really, this journey so easy for me. And thank you so much. And Millie, you're wonderful. Thank you all.
Jody, will you come up, please? Okay, so everybody who knows me knows I would crawl over my own mother and husband and children to get up here and talk. So I waited for somebody to fill that slot on the speakers list. And so I was really excited that nobody took that last slot. So the Millie's classes for me are spiritual food. It's nourishment for my soul. This church is spiritual food. But especially Thursday night class, because it helps us get deeper into the knowing that, you know, we walk with God and that we're one with God, and God only wants the best for us, and there's nothing we could do that would make God want to punish us forever. And going through your life experiences, sometimes that statement's a little bit hard to comprehend or to live by, but it's true. So one of my favorite stories in the Bible is John 4, where Jesus meets the woman at the well. And the people, those townspeople, were kind of looked down upon. And if his apostles would have seen him, they would have asked, and I think they did, why are you talking to that woman? Well, he told her, if you drink the water that I have, you'll never be thirsty again. And if you eat the food that I have, you'll never be hungry again. And he's talking about this kind of spiritual food. And so this class, for me, coming here every Thursday and hearing Millie's lessons and growing and experiencing everything that we have to learn in those classes with my classmates, we grow together, we learn things together. Sometimes our learnings are different and on different levels, and we respect each other's learnings, and it's just one of the best things that I think I've ever run across in my life, and I was so happy to find this church and find these classes. And I joke about where I would be if I wouldn't have found this fetal position rocking on the floor, you know, but it's, and I'm sure it wouldn't have been that bad, maybe some medication, I don't know, but with this knowing that we developed through Millie's classes, really nothing's impossible, and we learn just how powerful we are as individuals and as a body of Christ, and it's just one of the best experiences. And if you haven't done it, I recommend you start listening around September or October to find out when the first classes are and come for some spiritual food and drink. Thank you. Susan and Arnie, come on up. Arnie. Oh, Linda? Linda, sorry, Linda. And then Susan and Arnie.
Deep breaths. First of all, thank you all for coming tonight. And I just want to thank just all the blessings we have. Millie is a blessing for being here and being a tool and an instrument of God in teaching us. And to my classmates, because without them we wouldn't have a class. And to all of you for coming tonight and helping us celebrate. As we say, this is a celebration, not a graduation, because I feel we don't graduate till we die. So, since this isn't a funeral, this is a celebration. So, with that, I just, this is already like a decade of, for me, being in these classes, except skipping 1 year. And no class is alike. because the dynamics change every year. But it's always wonderful. I've always learned so much, and you just love everybody. It's a big love fest. The hippies tried to achieve this in the 60s with the lovin'. They didn't come near. This is a true love fest here in Lovin'. And, you know, you look at the class, everyone is so different. We come from different spectrums, backgrounds, and even sides of the world. And yet, we all relate on the same deep level, and we love each other dearly. And our love volume, as Millie says, that is what we're here to expand and grow. And I feel like if I keep at this, I'm just going to burst. But we're all bubbles of God. As we know, I was brought up in a Catholic upbringing, so anyone who's attended any Catholic churches, catechism, can relate to everything was kind of a dogma, and there was always, to me, it was a dark side. And for one, I couldn't even understand that it was in Latin when I was a kid. So I just knew that you bent down, you got up, you bent down, and the most exciting part was putting the coins when they passed around the plate. And except that my mom was always telling me that I was going to be punished for not being the child she wanted me to be. But in Millie's class, I've learned God is our Father. And anybody who's a parent here and has a child knows that you would never stop loving that child, ever, no matter what they do. You just want to love them, you want the best for them, and you want them to grow, and you want them to be in a supportive atmosphere. I feel like now, every day, I walk and hold God's little finger, and it makes me feel more confident and safe to know that he's out there for all of us, even for the ones that have forgotten him or doubt his existence. He's still there for us, like a parent. And Millie has also taught us that there are so many ways to give besides money. You can give of your time, your kindness, your generosity. Sometimes just being there and not even having to say something for somebody who needs a little love and support can be more than giving a $500 check. And the class that, if we had to pay for a seminar to feel as pumped up as we do from this class, I mean, there's a lot of people out there doing it. And Millie just does it for the donation we feel, and she gives a recommended amount. And if we don't have the money, she says that is fine too. She is there to teach us, and she has. She has been such a pillar of strength and love. And then it's like, if you haven't experienced this, all I can say is, it's October, the classes start again, and anyone here can sign up. She has Tuesday afternoons, Tuesday nights, and Thursdays. And it's the most awesome thing. In the past, I used to do different types of things in my life to try to expand my awareness. None of them really worked. I gotta say, some of them were kind of fun, but they didn't work. And I wouldn't recommend them for anybody. But I do recommend these classes tremendously. And again, I just want to thank my classmates. Again, thank you guys. They're a great bunch. Such a, again, just awesome. And for all the newcomers this year, thank you too for coming. And I thought I was gonna say something really eloquent, but at this point I'm not. I'm just gonna say thank you. And as you know, you can also come to Wednesday nights and Sundays and share in Millie's talks and her congregation, which is spread out throughout the whole room, and they're just wonderful people. So thank you again, and good night.
Okay. Now, Susan and Arnie. Arnie and I are really funny. And so this was very hard for us to come up with something that isn't funny. So we also have copies of our speech that are signed for all of you. Alright, calm down. Some of you may remember, probably all of you remember the song Dance with My Father. I'm just going to read the first couple of lines of that to put you in the mood for what we're going to talk about. Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love to dance with my father again. Millie always reminds us to keep track of experiences that let us know that we know we know. For Arnie and me, there is no question that we know based on our circle Thursday evening, April 23rd. My part of this recollection is about a wonderful touch-in with my father, John, who crossed in 2002. His birthday is April 24th. Again, our class met April 23rd. My dad was a special man, wise, funny, spiritual. He loved his family, adored my mother, had a flair for the dramatic, and his gifts, though not expensive or materialistic, could never be taught. Through his life on earth, I watched him grow. He worked out his issues, became more accepting, and was spiritually ready when it was his time to cross. I have had wonderful encounters with him over the past 6 years. He has used music, playing Danny Boy, his favorite song, on my car radio. He's met me on a labyrinth walk. He's thrown two M&Ms, his favorite candy, across my kitchen. He's come through twice on Thursday nights, always pure love and joy. But on April 23rd of this year, his visit became more for Arnie than for me, as Arnie became aware of being used by my father's spirit.
I was brought to the middle of the circle because I was smelling butter. Prior to this moment, I had only been feeling temperatures. I never saw anything, nor smelled anything. In fact, I never really said anything. As Susan and I held hands, this enormous sense of love and connection that I had for her was overwhelming. This was a different kind of love for me. It wasn't a friendship love or a romantic love. It was more of a paternal love, a deep-seated love. As we continued to progress in the circle, I started to feel aches and pains. Everything in the world hurt me. I was dizzy, I had chest pains, I was off balance, and the list goes on and on. At this point, I started to laugh.
I knew at that moment my dad was with Arnie. He was very sick at the end of his life, but always joked about his ailments.
For some reason, I felt the need to dance. Susan shared that every year we shared a father-daughter's dance. And then someone in the circle saw a flower, and I knew it was a corsage. So I asked Susan, "Hey, what about that corsage?" And she replied,
"Dad always gave me a cymbidium orchid corsage for those dances." Other wonderful messages were shared that evening, and I was completely joy-filled. What happened next was the power of spirit working through Arnie.
As I drove home from the circle that evening, I replayed in my head what had happened. At that point, I decided to get Susan a cymbidium orchid corsage for the next day. That day, of course, being Susan's father's birthday, would have significant meaning for Susan. Realizing it might be difficult to get cymbidium orchids, even though I am in the floral industry, I prepared to work and make calls to find the flower. Because we rarely carry them in our store, I was shocked when I opened the cooler door and saw cymbidium orchids in our cooler. We quickly made a corsage, and I was able to deliver it to Susan with a special message.
When I got to work, the staff and residents were waiting to show me a surprise. There were lovely flowers in a vase with a sweet card from Arnie. But just to the side of the flowers was a beautiful cymbidium corsage with the card that read, "Just like you're thinking of me today, I'm also thinking of you. Love, Daddy." Oh. In my life, I have never been so touched. There is no question that my father wanted me to have that corsage, but also no question that he knowingly chose Arnie. Arnie has many similar qualities as my dad, and John O. saw that and lovingly used Arnie.
I realized after questioning some of our experiences that this one was not just a coincidence, but rather an opportunity to be used by Spirit, which leads me to know that I know that I know.
These really are an hour speech. At my dad's funeral, I told you he had a flair for the dramatic. Okay, there's a beautiful poem that was read at his funeral that's really, really appropriate. So we make copies of those if you would all like to take one. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm supposed to follow that. We saw Elvis one time. Arnie turned into Elvis one night. Do you believe that one? That was a good night, good circle. And he came to say, don't do the drugs. Because he used to sing, Elvis, I guess, sang with gospel music. And I guess in that circle, there was this this thing where Elvis couldn't get this song, so he got up and he flipped his body around a little bit and then decided that's how it goes and became Elvis. What did they call it? Elvis the Pelvis or something of that sort? Or but anyway, I like that circle because I like Elvis. I'm supposed to... Wow. I'm the one who pops into the Tuesday night classes every now and then, so the energy there is really nice, and Thursday night class is amazing, and I'm always telling Tuesday night, yeah, right, you ought to be in a Thursday night class. Because we are good. We're only practicing, but we are good. And one of the things I get out of it, this is my third time in the class, and my other two speeches were phenomenal. I'll give you copies of those if you just see me afterwards. See me afterwards, I'll get copies of those. This is my list today because I had to pick out the right suit for Harry to wear and looking good, and I tied his tie. I haven't done one of those since 1968. That was fun. Took me twice, but I did it. So this is my speech, and my speech is heartfelt. In thanking Millie for all the energy that she puts into these classes, you know, it's like we sit there and say, I want to be just like Millie. And it's like we're practicing and we're getting there. And like Millie says, there is no end. It just goes on and on and on. And we're all so grateful for her and grateful for each other. I mean, when I look out at the class, look at them, they're all smiling at me. See? Because they know how to pronounce my name properly. Rita, with a T. I'm from the East Coast, so I usually put a D there and finally got tired of it, realizing that was going to change my name and decided to try the T, so my name is Rita. Rita Liberatore. And the one thing I do know that I get from Millie's class is the ripple. It just doesn't stay right there. The love doesn't stay there. It ripples. It's amazing how it just goes on and on and on. If there's an incident of some sort or what was it? I saw a license plate once. I was ready to go into the telephone company and argue with them again. And I thought, no, what would Jesus do? I'm going to do this differently. And I came out, and two doors were open, and there's this white truck. And the license plate said, God and I did it my way, did it our way. And that was like a God story in itself. It's like there's all these little reminders, all these ripples that just go on and on and on to tell us that, yes, God is love. One of the things I enjoy most that Millie taught me is to cheer for other people. I used to come to church to check out my outfit and check your outfits out. I don't. I come now to cheer for you in hopes that... is that better?
No, okay. Yes.
In hopes that, you know, that you all have a good time and that things are going well in your life, and just to see the smiling faces. This crowd down here was smiling too. They're not even in class and they were smiling. It's awesome. And Millie's words, do you love them?
Yes.
You know, do you love them? That's one of the things she constantly says. Are you happy for them? And ask what it means. Ask for more. When you get this a sign or a ripple, ask. Just ask. It's so easy. And run everything through your God self. What feels right to you? God deserves to be honored. Our awareness of God and the angels allows their work from the heavenly realm to be easier. Millie deserves to be honored. My class deserves to be honored. My Native American guide is Falling Snow, and it's amazing to look back and realize in my life how many times, I'm from the East Coast, so you see I'm in California for a reason. I like the idea of falling snow as an Indian guide, but not to shovel or deal with it back there. But I remember one thing, and if you can think back to your first kiss, my first kiss was in, it was snowing, and it was a light snow, and it was Bobby Doerr. And I remember he was just a little bit taller than I was, and I was able to look up and have my first kiss, and the falling snow was just perfect, and the lights through the snow and the shine and the sparkle, my right foot actually went up. So I like my Indian guide. Well, Millie, I had a little decoration.